The Green Ladies. I'm off to find my fortune further, like Lucy and Phoebe done before me. Have you got a bit of bread and a bottle of water for me to take on my long journey? Here, take your loaf and your bottle of water, like I give both your sisters, Dinah. First Lucy left, then Phoebe followed, never heard word nor news from either. Fare you well, Dinah, fare you well, father, I'll seek service with some gentry. She walked a little way, then late that day she met an old traveller, cold and hungry. He stepped up and said, "Where are you going, girl?" "Seeking service," she gave answer. "I'll tell you where to find your fortune, for a crust of bread and a sup of cold water. Here, take me bread and me bottle of water. Where shall I find me fortune, tell me? Knock at the house with the green door, girl, with the clock that stopped and the high dark chimney. Knock, 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 the green door opened, a tall green lady come to answer. Do you need any help in the house now, missus? Have you got a maid?" she asked her. "What can you do? Why, bake and brew, make a stew, whatever you bid me." "You'll do," says she, "but don't you never look in that clock nor up that chimney." She cooked and cleaned, and she fetched and carried. She baked their bread and she drew their water. And away they rode on great black cats, the green lady and her green daughter. And she looked in the long case clock and found two headless women's bodies, and up the chimney, black with blood, both Lucy's head and Phoebe's. Fast as ever she could run, she up with her sisters' heads and bodies, out of the house and down the garden, crying, "Hide me to the berry bushes." Home come them two green ladies, saw blood by the clock and soot by the chimney. "Come you here, Dinah, where are you hiding?" Nobody heard, for the house stood empty. Down them steps on two black cats rode them two green ladies, axes shining on their shoulders, anger in their faces. "Where's that girl gone?" the berry bushes wouldn't say. They chopped and chopped, one bush gave a quiver. "That way, this way, I don't know which way." The next said, "Straight across the river." Straight down to the river they rode, the green lady and her green daughter. They stopped, they stumbled, in they tumbled, drifted and drowned in the swift brown water. Dinah saw them drown, and she laid down the heads and the bodies of her dead sisters. Their dead eyes began to open, their dead lips began to whisper. Oh, feed our mouths with the bread of love, but we have had nothing but the crust of pain. Wash our wounds with the water of life, and we'll be healed and whole again. Where will I get them? Dinah wondered. When who stepped up but the poor old traveller? In one hand the loaf she'd given him, in the other her bottle of sweet well water. You and your sisters all met me, girl, but you give me all that you had on you. There's love in the loaf and life in the water, so take you back what I got from you. And she fed their mouths with the bread of love, and they forgot the taste of pain. She washed their wounds with the water of life, and they rose healed and whole again. Up rose Lucy, up rose Phoebe, says Dinah, we'll be home tomorrow. Home where our old father's waiting, singing how joy comes after sorrow.